Good afternoon. The scripture that Bracken read, just hanging out with the Lord this morning and my time with him, sort of struck me because I've read it a gazillion times over the years, but I realized it was saying something different than what I'd seen before. And I also realized I never really fully understood what it was saying before. So let me read it again, since it's just one verse. Now, Jesus has just told them again in this chapter that he's going to go be with the Father. In the last part of chapter 15, he's told them that they're going to suffer a lot of persecution because the world hated them as much as they hated him. And then when he starts into chapter 16, he even says that they're going to kick you out of the synagogue because they're going to delight in killing you and saying that it's from God. And then he says, and I'm going to go be with the Father, and I know that what I'm saying to you brings you great sorrow. He said, but it's really to your advantage I go away. Because if I don't go away, I won't be able to send the Helper, the Holy Spirit. Said a million times over the years, and wonderful as it's been for them to experience Jesus being with them, when the Holy Spirit came, Jesus was going to then live in them. And as wonderful it had been to be with him, to have him in you is remarkably, significantly, astronomically better. Because the life that you're watching, you're now actually experiencing, being lived out through you. And so in talking about the Holy Spirit, in that context, he says, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. The word bear can mean, oh, I just can't stand it. But actually the word bear is the word to bear something, to carry something. That's the word. And he's saying, as many things as I have said to you, now think about this, as many things as I have said to you, and it must have been amazing. How many times have I thought, others have said, it would have been so cool to have been with Jesus back then, physically. But it is even so much better for Christ himself to be living in you. And he even reaffirms that. He says, it's to your advantage I go away. It's going to be better for you when I go away, because the Holy Spirit's going to come. And he says, and there's a lot of things that I can't say to you right now, that you can't carry it right now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. Wow. In other words, until I'm living in you by the Spirit, there's just some things there's no point in me trying to tell you because you can't steward them. But when the Holy Spirit comes live in you, you can steward all the things that I want to say to you. Now, there's a couple of thoughts about this that I want to share, and I've been torn about which one first. So now I'm not torn anymore, which is good for you. And good for me too. We'll share the other part tomorrow. Now remember that it's not a small thing or just an isolated thing that Jesus says he's the Spirit of truth. He's referred to as the Spirit of truth, and he said he will guide you into all the truth. Now in the context of Jesus reminding them again, it's better that I go away. Because earlier in this conversation, we have recorded chapter 14, he said, look, the Holy Spirit's been with you. But in that day, on the day of Pentecost, he'll be with you forever, and he will actually be in you. And though I'm leaving, I'm not leaving you as orphans, because I will come again to you. And because I live, you'll live also. In other words, the Holy Spirit's going to make me real in you. And Jesus said in chapter 14 that he was the way and the truth and the life. This a lot lately, but I don't know how not to. The Holy Spirit's going to guide me into all the truth, and he's the Spirit of truth, and the truth is Jesus. Jesus is the truth about everything. But particularly when we think about the Christ who lives in us, the truth, that in every situation, every circumstance in my life, what I need to know is what is the truth about Christ in me. Has anything about my circumstance or situation change the truth about who he is? And therefore, I'm not groping through the darkness trying to figure out how to manage life. The Holy Spirit lives in me, and he promised that he would guide me into all truth. He would make clear to me. There are just some things he couldn't say to them then that couldn't carry it. But you know what? You and I can carry it now. The Holy Spirit lives in us. We can steward whatever it might be. In other words, if when Jesus said things like, my peace I'll give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. I'm sure that sounded wonderful to them, but I don't think in that moment peace all of a sudden just went like in them. They may have been really happy that Jesus was at peace, or like that John 16:33, when Jesus says, in this world, here's a great promise, put it on your refrigerator, stick it on a magnet, put it on your refrigerator, in this world you will have tribulation. And he says, I've overcome the world. And we've said this before, I'm sure that to them they thought, well, that's, we're really glad that you have overcome the world, but what about us? When you tell us we're going to have, the world is going to be full of tribulation, this fallen world, that you're at peace and that you're, but the fact is Jesus is preparing them for a future relationship when the Holy Spirit comes to live in them, that he would be living in them. And so the truth about Jesus being at peace in a situation, the Holy Spirit speaks into me, leads me into all truth, guides me into all truth, and the Holy Spirit becomes the voice of Christ saying to me, I'm at peace about this. That's an interior thing. That's the place from which he wants me to live. It's not about, well, I'm glad you're at peace, so I'll try to be at peace too. And while you are at peace, this is the truth about you. Doesn't mean that the situation won't be difficult, but it may not be hard choices, but Jesus is saying, I'm at peace about this. And then when he says that, he's simply inviting me to do what? To surrender to that. He's inviting me to join him, to surrender to the truth of the Christ in me, and then see from that, and feel from that, and think from that, and live from the inside out. Because if you don't, you're going to try to find peace by trying to fix everything on the outside so you'll feel better on the inside. You'll try to control everything. Ever done that? When you can't control it, it causes more terror on the inside. But if you're living from the truth, what is the truth about Jesus? And that's the part you get to walk in and experience. Because I live, Jesus said, you get to live also. You get to live the life he lives. Now, listen to what he says. This is a stunning part. This is so cool. I'm not much of a shouter, and the dancing anointing, if I ever had one, left a long time ago. But I wanted to shout and dance around in my office this morning when I saw this and how this flows together. I have many more things to say to you. You cannot carry them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose to you what's happening. Whatever he hears, the heart of Jesus, that's what he'll reveal. He shall glorify me. Now hear that. He shall glorify me, and he will take what's mine, and he will disclose it to you, reveal it to you. Wow, no wonder he said, I have many more things to say to you, but you can't carry them now. But when he comes, man, there's things you're going to get to carry. Because he's going to glorify me. He's going to point out me. It's going to be about what's the truth about me in this situation. For he shall take what's mine and disclose it to you. Now listen to this next verse. All things that the Father has are mine. And therefore I said to you, he'll take what's mine and disclose it to you. I have many more things to say to you. You can't carry them now. When the Holy Spirit comes, the Holy Spirit's going to guide you into all the truth of every bit of favor that I have with the Father, every blessing that I have with the Father, he's going to make that, reveal it to you, because you get to participate in it. Do you understand? When you're praying for, what's the truth about Jesus in that situation? What kind of favor with the Father does he have? Jesus said, the Holy Spirit's going to disclose to you all things that are mine. He's going to disclose it to you. And he says, you know what's mine? Everything the Father has is mine. His inheritance as son, everything that does, that's what the Holy Spirit is going to guide you into. That's the truth he's going to guide you into. Now, none of you to be tempted to shout and dance, but if you understood what I'm saying, you would want to shout and dance, because it totally rocks your world and perspective about every situation, every circumstance, every event. I mean, how many times in life do we live like the passenger in a car, putting the foot on the brakes all the time, and afraid to do this and afraid to do that because we can't do this and we can't do that, whatever. Whatever Jesus has, and what he has is everything that the Father has given him, everything the Father shares with him, every bit of favor, all the peace, all the joy, all the love, all the kindness, all the goodness, all the anointing, everything The Holy Spirit's constantly guiding you into those truths. That's the stuff we get to carry. Heck no, I don't want to be like those guys back then. I would want to be like they were after Pentecost, because then they could carry all the things Jesus wanted them to know about. They only knew a little bit in the Gospels, but man, once the Holy Spirit comes live in you, then you get the whole enchilada, all the stuff, all the favor. And therefore, I don't do things based on what I can or can't do. I don't live anymore from the outside in. Based on, I don't think and feel based on what's going on around me. I think and feel from how he thinks, how he sees, how he feels, and therefore then I respond in behavior the way he's wanting to behave, because we're living in union. With me? It is bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.